In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was at seminary, there was a saying about our training as pastors that goes like this. You never know where you're going till you have been there. You never know where you are going till you have been there. And this fits well for this week because seminarians in Fort Wayne and St. Louis will learn where they are going to be serving God in their vicarages or their first parish. Call Day is this week, and it's a very exciting event. Families sit in the pews of the seminary chapels with their smartphones or at home watching the live stream. And when the placement director calls the name of someone you know, you go scrambling for all the information you can find. Even when you have been told where you are going, you are not always sure. And sometimes we miss seeing where God is going, even after he has told us. That was true of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus on Easter afternoon, as we read in our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 24. Jesus had told them where he was going, just as God had told his people throughout the Old Testament. The Messiah was going to the cross to suffer and die, but he would rise on the third day. Well, it was the third day, and the women had told the disciples they had seen Jesus, but the disciples still didn't know where God was headed. They didn't know God's way. There was a problem, just as it often is for us. We don't know God's way and where he is headed. So this morning, let's let God show us his way. Let's let God show us his way. Because God always has and always will know the way to redeem us and to save us. So let God show us the way he has worked in our past. The Emmaus disciples had not seen which way God was going. They were going the wrong way. The Easter was happening in Jerusalem, but they were leaving the city hopeless. They had just witnessed the death of Jesus. They didn't know where to go, what to think, what to do. They knew how to get to Emmaus, but in a sense, they had lost their way. Now Jesus joined them on their way, but they didn't recognize him. There was no problem with their eyes. Jesus miraculously kept them from knowing him for a reason. The problem was that they didn't understand God's purpose. They didn't see which way God was going. And Jesus needed to show that to them. Therefore, they didn't trust that God's way was working. They saw the recent events of Jesus' crucifixion as defeat. We sometimes miss seeing where God has taken us to, don't we? It's so easy to focus on the negatives in life. We dwell on something critical or unkind someone said to us way back in the past. We look at others around us and see commercials and think about all the things we don't have. We are surrounded by sinful people, and what we see most is their faults, especially those closest to us. We focus on negatives, even in our church's life. We experience the Christian faith being more and more challenged in our country. We become anxious when we hear the Christian church shrinking and the number of church workers reducing. We hear people saying they are too busy for the church and its activities. We see those with lukewarm hearts, hearts that are indifferent to the things of eternal and the importance of God's word. We even see cold hearts, hearts that are not burning with faith and zeal in the living Lord. We dwell on these negatives because we forget God's purpose for us, God's way. Our self-image is threatened by things others say because we are so insecure about our purpose or value in God's plan. We are preoccupied with the things of this world we don't have because we forget this world is not our real home. We focus on faults because we forget we are called to be the salt of the earth where, of course, everyone is sinful. We get stuck on negatives of church life because we keep our eyes on the here and now, and we forget that the gates of hell will not overcome it. When we fall into that kind of thinking, and things don't always work out according to our plans, we may think God is going the wrong way, or that he has lost his way. But he certainly hasn't. He hasn't. God has always been going the right way, his way. Jesus showed God's way to the disciples of Emmaus. He explained to them the Old Testament scriptures. The scriptures are always God's way of showing us his way. Jesus showed that the whole Bible points to his death and resurrection, that his suffering and death were God's way of salvation for us, not defeat at all. He all added up to glory. Jesus' death was God's way to cleanse us of our sins. Because he suffered, our sins are forgiven, and so God has cleared the way for eternal life. Even though the death of Jesus seemed to be a setback, God used it as his way of saving us. And whether we realize it or not, God has been guiding our way too. His way. God's people have ups and downs, but never really setbacks. The real ups are not emotional highs, but days of trust, even amid sin and tragedy. The downs are never God losing his way, but rather God's way of strengthening us. All the negatives are just sidetracks we see on the road to heaven. And heaven is where God has been taking us. So let's let God show us his way for our future. Jesus got the disciples turned around the right way, God's way. Christ opened their eyes and they recognized him. More important, they realized what God's way was all about. They said on verse 32, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures? This verse means as if they were saying, sure enough, it's just as Jesus said. God has been in control. This suffering, this death, were all part of his plan. The recognition of Jesus in his way led the disciples to a faithful response. The reading says that at that very moment, they turned back to Jerusalem, running all those 7 miles filled with joy. They could not wait to tell others. What a difference from the way they walked from Jerusalem to Emmaus. God's way for our future is the same. To continue to tell with joy that Jesus is alive. To explain that Scripture has been fulfilled in Jesus our Savior. And to open eyes so that all who believe may have life, an eternal life. The 7 miles the disciples ran to Jerusalem is not a bad objective. Imagine the lives we could change within a 7 mile radius of Faith Lutheran Church. That's God's way. That much we know, because God's way was to redeem all people by Jesus' death and resurrection. And God's way is to use us to spread that news. God has shown us his way. And that means we know where we are going, even while we are still on the way. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.